Hello, this is Mull speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 31st of July 2018, and this is the 850th Mull Out Loud podcast. It's a drizzly grey old day today and windy. I'm trying to protect the phone from the wind, and I hope it's not creating too much of a draft. I'm just heading home from the post office. I bought the chocolate stores for tonight's writing cave, and before that I've been at my local cafe, and I've been indexing my notebook. I use quite big notebooks, but they're sort of A4 sized and have about 200 pages in them. And I've just come to the end of it, and I've realised that I can often go back and do the same things again and again. And so I thought I would just spend some of this afternoon indexing, so that I could find some of the stuff I've got down there again without reinventing the wheel each time. I don't want to spend too much time doing that because I think it can be an end in itself. It's sort of nice, easy work, rather than thinking things through or actually working on writing. But it has felt good. I feel as if I've touched base in a number of different ways. And it was good preparation for the cave tonight as well. I feel as if I've got a better handle on what aspects I need to look at and where I might go with the writing. But this day has been slow. I think I had a lot of energy yesterday on that bright sunny day, and as soon as it gets like this, I think I just want to hibernate. I quite like it, but I find it much harder to write. Still, I think walking into town will reinvigorate me. But first I need to go home. I want to upload this podcast for a start, and toss 10 things out. I'll probably choose quite an easy option today because there isn't a lot of time and my energy isn't very good, and I don't want to find I'm dithering over it. I also want to make sure that I eat properly before I go. And the cave, when it's down at Island Magazine, starts at 5:30, which feels quite early, especially as it takes me half an hour to get there. And so that hour between 4 and 5 can go very quickly. And it's 4 o'clock now. So, yeah, I am in Blackwood Avenue, heading for home. One of the things I decided to do this week, and I decided to do it as a self-care thing, really, is to not listen to anything on the radio, or no audiobooks. And I think it's going to be good. It's so tempting. It's so tempting at lunchtime, which is when I often, will try and find something. I will listen to an audiobook, but then I'll want to continue to listen. And of course it does fill my head with a story that's not the one that I'm working on, and so it it's also a bit distracting. I do hope that this wind is not interfering too much. So I also thought that coming home from being away for a week, and so I've already not had this kind of almost addictive listening happening, it would be easier to continue with it. So we'll see how it goes this week and what difference it really does make. Yet last night I did allow myself a little, what should I say, it wasn't quite a thin end of the wedge, but it was a loophole in the decision, though, in the decision that I had made, a loophole in my commitment. And I watched a silent film about a sort of day in the life of a number of places in Russia, or in Soviet states, in, I think they were in Kiev and Odessa and Moscow, a film that was made in 1929. Really interesting, and I wasn't listening to it, but I do realise that it was a similar kind of distraction. Anyway, today I will be writing this evening, so there will be no temptation at all. I'm coming up my front steps now, and I will go in and think about what I'm going to eat. I wonder what sort of a day you've had today, whether you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you, whether you've had a low energy day or a furious activity day, whether you've been able to engage with what's most important to you, and whether, if you're finding it difficult to engage with it, whether there are small tasks surrounding it that you can undertake when you're not feeling very motivated about it. I think the indexing is good for me to do that, as long as I make sure that I keep it within certain time limits, and it doesn't become an end in itself. I'm going to begin my hour of throwing things out and making my food and uploading this podcast. And I think in the text, or even in the photograph, I might tell you one or two things that I've thrown away. Actually, there is one already that I have, and that is a little white broderie anglaise pinny that my mother made for me when I was in primary school, when I was supposed to be a little Dutch girl. I don't really think that little Dutch girls had broderie anglaise pinnies, but I remember it because she also made a hat with two very, very bright yellow wool plaits attached to the wings. I had quite dark brown hair at the time, so it was a bit of an odd juxtaposition. Anyway, I have been carrying this little pinny around with me for years. I found it in my parents' flat when I left, and so I think it's time to say goodbye to that. So that is probably going to be the emotional throwout of today. Thank you very, very much for listening. today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.